This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, August 3rd, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Republican Illinois Governor Bruce Rayner signed a bill into law that would force Christian doctors and 51 pro-life Illinois pregnancy centers to actually promote abortion. The Worldview spoke with Jay Hobbs of Heartbeat International on the disconnect between Bruce Rayner, the candidate, and Bruce Rayner, the governor.
You look at the history of this bill, and it passed on strictly party lines. Only Democrats voted in favor of this, and only Republicans voted against it, which made it quite a bit of a surprising move that a Republican governor would approve this.
Effective January 1st, 2017, the new law will require all medical professionals to go against their deeply held religious conscience by referring patients for abortions and counseling patients on what the legislation calls the, quote, benefits, unquote, of abortion. Hillary Clinton wants free abortions for everybody if she's elected. We spoke with Tom Breccia, president of the Thomas More Society, about how Hillary's agenda would impact America.
I think they're trying to mandate abortion because they see that especially our young people are coming to grips with the ugly reality of abortion. As you say, it's murder. No two ways about it. It's a living being, and if it isn't human, what species doesn't belong to it?
Abrasive rhetoric among the leading presidential candidates has stepped up. President Barack Obama doubled down yesterday on his claim that Donald Trump is unfit to be president.
I think the Republican nominee is unfit to serve as president. I said so last week, and he keeps on proving it. He's woefully unprepared to do this job.
Meanwhile, Trump referred to Hillary Clinton as the devil in a rally in Mechanicsburg, Virginia, and referred to Barack Obama as the worst president. An Iranian court has refused to release an Iranian female Christian prisoner, saying intelligence forces do not want her out of prison, reports the Iranian Christian News Agency. Miriam Zargarom's two-week-long hunger strike, which began on July 5th, asking for immediate and unconditional release, was unpersuasive. Miriam suffers from a serious congenital heart condition known as an atrial septal defect, commonly referred to as a hole in the heart. Severe headaches, ear pain, tremors, chronic joint and spine pain, and numbness in her hands and legs. Psalm 34:18 reminds us that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. Days after Humana dramatically scaled back its participation in Obamacare due to a $1 billion loss, CNN Money reports that Aetna announced yesterday that it's canceling plans to expand into 5 more states next year and will reassess its involvement in the 15 states where it currently offers coverage on the individual exchanges. More than half of the co-op insurers, created and funded by Obamacare, have failed. In addition to the chess club, elementary-age public school kids across the country might soon be able to join an after-school Satan club. According to the Washington Post, members of the Satanic Temple hope that their after-school program will compete with the Good News Club, a Christian program that is allowed. Satan Temple chapter leaders from New York, Boston, Utah, and Arizona met in Salem, Massachusetts to brainstorm their quote-unquote evangelism program. Nevertheless, Jesus Christ has all power over the devil and reminds us, "If I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you." Matthew 12:28. Prison Fellowship, founded by the late Chuck Colson, has a new leader. The Christian Post reports that his name is James Ackerman, a man who put aside his 25-year career in the entertainment and media industry. He's the son of Emmy Award-winning television producer Harry Ackerman and actress Eleanor Donahue. As part of the Prison Fellowship ministry, Ackerman has shown inmates how to write resumes, how to conduct themselves in job interviews, and how to budget their time and money. Ken Ham, president of Answers in Genesis, has posted another video of his July debate aboard the Ark Encounter with Bill Nye, the science guy. Ham explained to the agnostic evolutionist why humans wear clothes.
God gave clothes because of sin. The fact that we're wearing clothes is a reminder that God killed animals and clothed Adam and Eve, the first blood sacrifice, the covering for their sin, pointing towards the fact that someday one would come to die for our sin, die for your sin, Bill, and die for mine, be raised from the dead, and offer a free gift of salvation, and he offers it to you too.
Ken Ham also took the opportunity to share the gospel with Bill Nye.
You know what the Bible says? If you're not born again, you suffer a second death, which is eternal separation from God. And I'm not going to suffer that second death. I don't want you to suffer that second death. I really don't, Bill.
I know you don't.
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, August 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.